This is Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network from Commodity Classic in Denver, Colorado. I'm Dustin Huffman. Front month corn futures right now starting off about 1 to 3 cents lower. Soybeans are anywhere from fractional to about 2 cents lower in the front month contracts. Looking at the end of the week on Friday, it was a red day across ag futures. To finish what had frankly been a week to forget as corn and soybean wheat prices all slumped to their largest weekly losses in months for the May contracts. The market to this point can simply not shake the week's onslaught of bearish news, which turn sparked massive liquidation among commercial ag traders. In outside markets, Friday morning's personal consumption expenditure data indeed showed a cooler level of inflation in the economy as compared to earlier metrics in February, such as the consumer price index. However, the total consumer spending slumped below expectations. Time will tell if the drop-off is simply the result of strong spending through the holiday season to end the year, or if it's indicative of growing consumers' concerns about the U.S. economy. The feature of trade this week is going to be the arrival of Tuesday's delayed deadline for the implementation of tariffs against Mexico and Canada, as well as further duties on imports from China. U.S. stock market will begin the March attempting to build off Friday's strength, which stemmed from cooler inflation. Looking at the Dow right now, it's trading a little bit higher. It's up 103 points. European markets are trading higher, and Asian markets are mixed here on the overnight. We'll take a look at the numbers coming up next.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
May corn is down 3 cents at 466 and a half. July is down 3 cents at 472 and three quarters. May soybeans down 0.75 cents at 1025 even. July unchanged now at 1040 even. Soybean meal is $1.80 higher at 293.50. Soy oil 4 cents higher at 43.57. Chicago wheat up 6 3/4 at 543 3/4. Kansas wheat up 6 1/4. That's at 564 1/2. Minneapolis spring wheat up 5 3/4 at 588 even. Oats unchanged at 360 1/4. Again, live cattle saw triple-digit losses, as did feeders. Lean hogs came in 70 cents lower to end the week on Friday. That's Market Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.